Hi, welcome to today's program. This is Kennedy, we're living on God's Word. Today we're going to be reading 1 Corinthians chapter 13 from the Jesus Bible NIV edition, review key takeaways, and end our session with a prayer. If I speak in the tongues of men or of angels, but do not have love, I am only a resounding gong or a clanging cymbal. If I have the gift of prophecy and can fathom all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have faith that can move mountains, but do not have love, I am nothing. If I give all I possess to the poor and give over my body to hardship that I may boast, but do not have love, I gain nothing. Love is patient, love is kind. It does not envy, it does not boast, it is not proud. It does not dishonor others, it is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered, it keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always preserves. Love never fails, but where there are prophecies, they will cease. Where there are tongues, they will be stilled. Where there is knowledge, it will pass away. But we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when completeness comes, what is in part disappears. When I was a child, I talked like a child. I thought like a child. I reasoned like a child. When I became a man, I put the ways of childhood behind me. But now we see only a reflection as in a mirror. And then we should see face to face. Now, I know in part, then I should know fully, even as I am fully known. And now these three remain, faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love. This is the end of 1 Corinthians chapter 13. So again, let us reflect on these words and let us pray. Father, thank you so much for these wonderful words, for these words of meaning in our life. We know that love is patient, and we know that love is kind. You know, your love is always kind, and that you do not envy, and that you do not boast, and that you're not proud, and that you never dishonor, and that you're not self-seeking, and that you're not easily angered, and that you not keep records of wrong. So let us be like you instruct us to be, Father. Let us follow your instructions. Let us be patient. Let us be humble. Let us hold back. Let us restrain our impulses, and let us apologize when we lose our control, our self-control. In Jesus we pray this. Amen. This includes the reinterpretation of 1 Corinthians chapter 13. We hope that you will join us again tomorrow. God bless you. This is Kennedy, your brother in Christ, always.